Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be the kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us your servant's grace by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of your divine majesty, to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship, and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory. O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The first reading is from Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called the night. There was evening and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God sent them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, of every kind with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yield in seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. The word of the Lord. Join me, please, in reading Psalm 8, found in your insert. O Lord, our Governor,
how exalted is your name over all the world. Out of the mouths of infants and children, your majesty is praised above the heavens. You have set up a stronghold against your adversaries to quell the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set up in their courses, what is man that you should be mindful of him? The son of man that you should seek him out? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have adorned him with glory and honor. You have given him mastery over the works of your hands. You have brought all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever walks in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our God, how exalted is your name in all the world.
The second reading is from Corinthians. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order, listen to my appeal. Agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Jesus.
Good
when I consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses. What is man that you should be mindful of him? The son of man that you should seek him out? These words from Psalm 8 reflect on the nature of being human, of seeing the beauty and power of our Creator in creation all around us, and recognizing that our only response is love, humility, and gratitude. The reading from Genesis, and thank you, Kat, that's a beautiful, it's long, but it's beautiful. So thank you for how you did that. The reading from Genesis is the story of creation, of the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth from a formless void and darkness, while the wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Let there be. Let the earth bring forth. And God saw that it was good. In the words of Martin Luther King Jr., the universe is not a tragic expression of meaningless chaos, but a marvelous display of an orderly cosmos. God created light, calling light day and the darkness night. God created the sky, the earth, and seas. On God's command, the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with seed in it. God created the sun, the moon, and stars. God created every living creature that moves, of every kind that swims in the waters, and every bird that flies in the sky. God created the stars and the signs for the seasons. On God's command, the earth brought forth living creatures of every kind. All creation, breathtaking beauty, provision, abundance of life. All that God created and declared it good. Then God created humankind in God's image and likeness to work and care for the land and all of God's creation. What is man that you should be mindful of him? The son of man that you should seek him out? Being created in God's image, we are to have the same reverence for all God created. God did not create for God's sake, but for the opportunity for humankind to create, provide, engage, honor, affirm, encourage, serve, love, breathe, and have life abundantly, to become what each of us is created to be in our time and space. For what we say and do, for good or evil, to lift up or to break down, impacts what God has created. Today is Trinity Sunday, one of the principal feast days of the church. It is a celebration of the triune God, three persons in one God, Creator, Redeemer, Advocate. I was at a gathering of clergy in this area 2 weeks ago. And it was funny because one of the priests said that he was going to have a deacon who was going to join him on June 3rd to be part of that congregation. And one of the other clergy said, well, he can preach on Trinity Sunday. I guess Trinity Sunday is kind of a struggle because how can you preach about three persons in one God? And today I decided not to really focus on three persons in one God. In terms of trying to use it cloverly or just, I may even remember the symbols that they've used in the past. But today is Trinity Sunday, and it is important in terms of the creation story to be part of that message, part of God's word. We can kind of make things, say things that help us to understand God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But my prayer is that as we live our lives, that we recognize that we have the God who created us, all of us. We have God the Son who came into the world to redeem us. And God the Holy Spirit, who Jesus promised will be with us forever. Maybe I'm too simplistic, but in terms of what I believe, that's all I need to trust and to believe in the triune God, the God of three persons. I'm going to get back to that. The gospel from Matthew is a post-resurrection appearance. The disciples have gathered. Jesus appears among them for the last time. He is no longer going to be with them, but they will not be left alone. It is now up to them to continue the work Jesus began and the purpose he fulfilled, to love and serve God and neighbor, to spread the good news of the risen Christ, to be co-creators with God for the common good that we heard last Sunday, and to baptize, to bring people to God, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and to teach them to obey everything that Jesus had commanded. The disciples had their work cut out for them. And if we are paying attention, so will we. We, as followers of the risen Christ, being led by the Holy Spirit, are sent out into the world. The post-communion prayer we will say at the end of worship today is our commitment to our relationship, our covenant relationship with God. And what we say, what we ask is, and now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord, to him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, the honor and glory. It is, you may not find this interesting, but as I was working this week on the sermon, I started going through the Book of Common Prayer. We have all these prayers in the Book of Common Prayer. And we believe in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But there aren't many prayers that end as the prayer that I am going to end the sermon with. All the prayers in unity with the Father, the Son. But I did find a prayer that includes the Holy Spirit. So this is the prayer that I will end. It is the prayer from Good Friday. And to me, it speaks to the Trinity. It is the work of the Trinity, who is mindful of us, as was spoken in the psalm this morning, who seeks us out, and who leads us into all truth. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole church, that wonderful and sacred mystery, by the effectual working of your providence, carry out in tranquility the plan of salvation. Let the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which have grown old are being made new, and that all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now let us profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We
believe. Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally God the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things are made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified on his side. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers to the people are formed for the framework for that is in your service bulletin. We pray for Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, Jeff, our bishop, Mary, our priest, Jessica and Barbara, ordens, Connie, Deanna, Rob, and Sharon, Pat, our vestry and cook. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Episcopal Anglican province of Alexandria. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all the Burlington area churches, Love Incorporated, the Transitional Living Center, the Women's Resource Center, the Diocesan Hospitality Center. We pray for all those suffering from war, natural disasters, the economic crises in our world. Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others, and for your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those in the armed forces, and especially those deployed, like the Green Maidens. In our prayer cycle of prayer, we pray for Mary Flynn and her family, for Derek and all in Helmstead and their family. We pray for those celebrating birthdays, Mary Nichols, Jack Nicola, Kevin Monteith. We pray for those celebrating an anniversary, Philip and Susan Hunt. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy.
In our prayer.
We pray for those who are in need. Jermaine, Evies, Anastasia, Georgia, Margie, Jane, Sue, Connie, Wayne, Sin, Mary, Jerry, Sharon, David, and Jean. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, and spirit. Give them courage and hope in their trouble, and bring them to the joy of their salvation. Lord, in your mercy, we commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in the eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Thank you for joining the St. John the Divine podcast. If you're interested in worshiping with us, you can visit us at 9 a.m. at our church, which is at 216 East Chandler Boulevard in Burlington, Wisconsin. If you want to learn more about us, you can click the link in the description or visit stjohnthedivine.org. Just remember, we're the one in Burlington, Wisconsin, not the cathedral in New York. Have a great day. Bye.